Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Let me give you the numbers before we get started into our topic of stress. I have a great guest today. So the numbers are 1-877-296-0345 and 1-917-889-3818. So give us a call. I do readings at the end of the show, and you're welcome to chat with our guest today, JC Sundley. We're, as I said, going to talk about stress. So we've had a hurricane that kind of took out the East Coast, which it was stressful for all of us. And I'm praying that all of your family and friends are fine there. And there's another one coming in just when we think we're out of the woods. The election is over. We have no more ads on our television and hopefully no more phone calls. I was just inundated. How about you? So all of that adds to our stress. And when I was talking to JC, I said she mentioned compassionate stress, which caught my attention. Compassionate stress, as I understand it, is when we have things like earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and floods, and we're not there, and we're sympathizing and empathizing with all the people who are there. It adds up. I think one of the ways to alleviate stress is taking action, and of course there's nothing that we can do other than send money at that time. So now that we are out of the woods with the election, we're on our way to Thanksgiving and the holidays and Christmas and all of these things. You know, it's a stressful period and they all kind of add up and stack up. The archetype that we're looking at today is the victim. The victim archetype is about worthiness, and the illuminated victim is the transformation and power. She holds on to her spirit through traumas and dramas, and heaven knows we've been through enough of those lately. She transforms difficult situations and experiences into gifts of wisdom. She has a balanced, a balanced relationship to the heart and to the gifts of wisdom, the mind, the spirit, and knows the strength of her self-trust. In the illuminated victim, you are aware of when and how you might victimize yourself and realize that you have a choice to do it differently. And I know that half the country is stressed, regardless of who your party was. Some of us might be going into the victim archetype. The shadow feels unworthy, unloved, and unable to take care of themselves. So keeping that in mind as we talk about stress today. So let me tell you about JC. She has basically dedicated her life to assisting others in becoming everything that they can possibly be. She has an extensive education, but basically focused on empowering a person's growth in all aspects of life, physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. That's why I thought she would be such a great guest today. She's been counseling, teaching, and using alternative modalities for over 25 years. Also, she's the author of Yoga for Everybody, meaning everybody. It's a handbook that focuses on doing postures correctly. So I would like to bring her on so we can talk about stress. She has some great tips for us, and we're just going to talk about what stress is. So welcome, JC.
Hi, Roy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about the different types of stress.
Well, a couple of ones that I wanted to talk specifically, because I think you mentioned a little bit about compassion stress, and the other one is vicarious stress. There really is nobody in the world that has not at some point had some type of a stress in their life, and all that means is it requires some kind of change in a coping mechanism. But vicarious stress is also taking on someone else's, like the election, the holidays, exposure to other people's trauma is vicarious, and compassion stress is just kind of taking it on but not being able to do anything, like holding somebody that's been through a trauma.
Right.
Like an EMT or a firefighter would definitely work in that. So with the hurricane and the elections and the holidays coming up, we're all experiencing these stresses.
Kind of an overload of stress factors. So you have some, you do the work of helping people relieve their stress through different methods. So tell us a little bit about the different modalities that you have.
The different types of things that I work with is through yoga, I a lot of times will work with people's breath.
Mm-hmm.
I also work with TRE, which is tension and trauma releasing exercises, which is based on the physiology and anatomy of a person. And then I also work with gratefulness. And they're all, the other thing I wanted to say just about the different types of stress is it all causes the same reaction in the physical body. It has exactly the same reaction, whether it's a traumatic or a compassion or vicarious stress. It's all the same reaction anatomically.
So tell me a little more about that. How does it go, if you're feeling stress, whether you know it or not, what does it do to the physical body?
Physically, what happens anatomically is we come into, or we move toward the fetal position, which is the psoas muscle. And an example of that would be if you take a small little child who has been naughty, say a two-year-old who's been naughty and he's getting scolded for being naughty. You can actually watch the body move into forward position. And if you're telling him how nice he is and how great he is and what a great job he did, you can actually see him stand up straighter and, you know, even the facial expression changes. So you can just, that's just a tiny little example of what happens, where we all move forward into a fetal position in a stressful situation, and we all move back out of that into a more empowered and self-help and self-empowered state.
So if you are telling yourself that you're not worthy and chit-chatting negatively to yourself, does that have the same reaction?
It definitely does, or if somebody is telling you that about yourself.
Okay, so
you are moving into. Yes.
I was going to say verbal abuse would, whether it's coming from you or another person, would do the same thing.
It definitely has the same effect, yes.
Wow,
yes.
Wow. That's I find that very interesting. Okay, so you have breathing methods, yoga, the TRE, and gratitude. So let's talk a little bit about the breathing.
Okay. What I wanted to do, Roy, was if everybody would like or anybody listening wants to just experience a little bit of the breath work, I teach people how to do this for like 2 or 3 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have in our nervous system, we have a sympathetic nervous system and a parasympathetic nervous system. One is on high alert, fight, flight. And the other one is a calm and relaxed. And what this breathing does is it actually balances those two systems out.
Okay.
So what I'd like everybody to do is just kind of wherever you're at, if you just sit up really straight and put your hand on your abdomen.
Okay.
And
I got my hand on my abdomen.
On your abdomen. All right. We're going to inhale, but as we inhale, we want to expand the abdomen. So inhale to the count of 7. And expand the abdomen.
Okay.
After you get to a count of 7, a deep breath, you're going to exhale and contract the abdomen and count out to a count of 11.
Well, that sounds simple.
And then we're,
shall we do it again?
Go back in and out. Yes. Come back in to a count of 7 and come back out to a count of 11.
Now, when you... That confused me a little bit. So my hand is on my stomach, and I'm breathing out for 7, right? And then I'm pulling the abdomen in for 11?
Sorry.
Right.
Yes, and actually it's the opposite.
Okay.
It's the opposite.
Oh, okay. That's
so you're going to do is you're going to expand the belly out and breathe in for 7, the count of 7.
Right.
So if you watch a little baby breathe, their tummy goes up and down. when they breathe, that's what we're kind of doing. So you're breathing in for a count of seven, and your abdomen is expanding.
And then
after you get to that count of seven, you're going to contract and release the abdomen and breathe out to a count of 11.
Perfect. Now,
sorry, that was a little more difficult than I thought it'd be.
Well, I got kind of confused there, so which is good. We clarified it. So now
right.
tell me again what the purpose is. You say do this two minutes a day.
Yes.
Minimum. And obviously anytime you're feeling overly stressed, you want to go into the breathing exercise, I would think.
Yep, you just stop and take 1 or 2 minutes and just breathe.
Okay, and tell me what it does for the body.
What that does
what
to your body, it actually goes into the nervous system, and it will calm the nervous system down. Like I said, we have a sympathetic and a parasympathetic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
When they're out of balance, we become agitated, angry, impatient. We don't sleep. We could actually even go into depression.
Mm-hmm.
Many different things and effects it could have on the body. So the breath work helps balance those two systems out where you feel more calm and relaxed.
Which sounds very, very simplistic. You know,
and
that
doesn't
breathing,
take very long, yes.
Yeah, but that breathing can calm us down and alleviate some of the stress that we're under. So I'm putting that on my agenda from now on. So at least a couple of minutes a day of breathing.
Just to
stop
and breathe, yes.
And does this help with the sleep? Did you say sleep? Because I
it
have
does.
Trouble
it
sleeping.
It does. It calms the body down to sleep, yes. It relaxes the body.
And what does yoga do for stress?
Yoga has the same effect as the breathing does, and part of the breath work that I teach comes from the yoga. I teach an integral yoga, which is a meditative, calm-type yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of the poses, you take time and breathe in that pose, so the breath is very active in that work.
Perfect. So breath seems to be the key to a great many of these stress relievers. Is that correct?
Definitely. Even in the TRE exercises that I teach, breath work is used a lot.
Now, tell me about the TRE, because when we chatted the other day at the expo, I found this very fascinating, and I found it even more fascinating that you're using it with the veterans who are returning from Afghanistan and Iraq. So explain that. What do you do, and what does it do not only for them, but what would it do for us?
Okay. Very simplistically, and yes, we've had phenomenal results with symptoms of PTSD with our veterans. Again, I'm going to go back to the nervous system and the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is our fight, flight, anxious response, where we're always on guard. And a lot of times when veterans come back, they're on guard all the time and they can't relax.
Okay.
The parasympathetic nervous system is the nervous system that has the relax and calm to it. And so the TREs with the breath work helps calm and balance out the systems, which makes people be able to sleep so well. And that's what the veterans tell us, is like, oh, my God, I slept for the first time in 3 years.
So it calms down that fight or flight that they were constantly under when they're in a warfare situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we get caught in a loop, yes, and we can't get caught in a loop and we can't relax ourselves. So we have to find a way to get that to integrate the parasympathetic, yes.
And there are other things that these returning vets do beside the TRE, I would imagine, to get themselves back in order. But this sounds like it's the first step.
Yes, yes.
So
and basically go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I just wanted more information about that. This is tension, trauma, and releasing exercises, by the way. That's what the TRE stands for.
Right.
Okay.
It's basically, Roy, it's basically six simple exercises that I teach that mm-hmm. release the chronic and acute stress built and held in the system. And it works all the way from the sacrum, which is in the tailbone, all the way to the top mm-hmm. of the head or the cranium.
Mm-hmm.
And it balances out that nervous system. And people feel like they've just had a massage, or they feel like a calm sense of peace, and the benefits are immediate. And
mm-hmm.
it is a self-help tool. We talk mm-hmm. about victims and victimization. This is a self-help and self-empowerment, because once these exercises are learned, people can do this on their own.
And these are not just for vets. I want to clarify that. These are for women who've had trauma, men who've had trauma, but it can be any style of trauma, auto accident, physical abuse, mental abuse, et cetera, et cetera. It can be anything. Anything that is stopping us from being in our full power. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it even works with some of this, these stress levels of watching the elections on TV and watching the hurricane victims and the holidays.
That's interesting. And did you use that while you were we were watching the election results? Were you doing exercises?
I do these exercises several times a week, and I have for about 4 years now.
Yeah, I can imagine. My goodness. So we have quite a bit of time here. So tell me more. What has been your experience in people moving beyond their limitations with the work that you do?
Can I give a website, Roy?
Sure.
Would like people,
absolutely,
if they want to go to www.traumaprevention.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually Dr. David Berselli, who developed the TRE exercises. That is his website.
Uh-huh.
There are hundreds of testimonials on that website of how effective the self-help mechanism tool works.
Perfect.
And how easy
Perfect.
It is to learn.
And you are doing a class. Is the class on the TRE?
It is. And actually, I'm doing a class on December 8th from 10 to 5. At the Center for Conscious Living on East Washington Avenue here in Madison.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in the area and you want to know more about this and want to know how to relieve your stress for the holidays especially, then this is the place to go. And they can get more information on your website, correct?
On that website, or they can email me actually at trepromotions@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer them.
Perfect. So the exercises are simple. I have looked at the book. They appear to be very, very simplistic. And the fact that you are also a Reiki master, do you use energy in with, if you're treating a client, do you use all of your gifts here?
I think
you're a life coach.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, you have a long list.
Transformational life coach. I do.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
tell you how old I am, though.
I thought it was 29, same age as me.
Uh-huh. You start going backwards after an age, yeah.
I think that's a great idea. It relieves the stress.
It does. What I learned, Roy, with the TRE exercises, and I'm actually only one of 5 trainers in the United States, but what I learned with the TREs is it has actually brought all my, I was a social worker for years, transformational life coach, Reiki master, yoga instructor. It has brought, I actually did intuitive readings for years, which is on my resume. But it brought everything I have ever done to fruition. It's kind of a completion of a circle for me. So, yes, I use every modality that I have ever learned in my lifetime when I teach the TREs.
Now, when you're doing the workshops, but do you take private clients as well?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people that for the majority of people, taking a workshop is probably the most beneficial and the best way to learn the TREs. But if somebody has specific problems or specific questions that they really want a private session, I do private sessions, yes.
Okay. Good. Because I know just in our in our family situation with the death of my daughter-in-law 7 years ago, that has to have a residual effect, you know, not only for myself, but for my son and my grandson, as well as the other members of our family. So it's almost kind of a group experience that I feel left kind of a line of stress. Do you find that with people who've had, and how does that work when we hold on to, you know, I think I clear it. I definitely go to Reiki and have it cleared and so on and so forth. But it just kind of is there.
Right. With the TRE that I teach, it affects, it starts in the neurology of a person. It actually goes through, it's a brain process, and then it goes through a physical process where the anatomical muscles are involved in it, and then it goes to the psychological, which is the story behind the trauma. So it completes the whole body and the whole psyche of releasing stress on that core level. Which is held in the body itself.
Okay. For the people who are listening, when I have been in the previous programs, when I'm talking about it's time to clear, it is time to start a new program that, of changing your life, you can go through the archetypes and see what your pattern is and see what your beliefs are and see what your actions are in relationship to the archetype and to the patterns. And at the same time, this type of work that JC's talking about is vital to clearing those stories that have deeper, I think, they're deeper into the physical, and they're holding energy for you. So it's really important to, whether it's JC or someone who is doing, you know, Reiki, let's say, it's really important for you to, when you're ready to change, when you're ready to empower your life, then it's really important to get this type of work done. I feel that very, very strongly because I do.
Yeah.
Just because I do. So you have another tip. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going
to
say, one last thing I wanted to say about the TREs is what happens in the systems itself of the person. And why, again, that it works well with veterans is that it goes after what we call the very primitive part of the brain, the brainstem itself. And so it overrides our mental and emotional capacity. So when they release on the brainstem level, they're actually releasing the tension in their body. And a lot of times they can go back then and tell the story of what happened without the emotional attachment to it. The emotions are gone because the body's more relaxed.
Because when we have that emotion, as I understand it, we are recreating our cellular level based on that because the cells have memory. So
that's
then
correct.
They are reproducing the stress as we tell our tales of woe.
Right, and if that stress is gone, we can tell the tale, and there's it's like watching a movie. It's like, yes, this happened to me, but we're not attached to it anymore, and we're not caught up in the emotion of it.
It's not running through the physical body.
Correct.
You know, when we get scared or we get nervous, we feel it in the different energy centers, the different chakras of our body. So this, as I understand it, is releasing. I like the explanation of watching it as a movie. You are not attached emotionally, so therefore you are not recreating the situation.
That's
which
correct.
Is vital if you want to make shifts and changes and take back your power and start creating a different life. So on that note, tell me about the gratitude journal.
I have a lot of the students and the clients. I certify people in this process of TRE. So I have a lot of students and I have a lot of clients, and I just have everybody the first thing in the morning when they get up, just spend 1 minute even before you get out of bed and just think of three things that you're grateful for. Some days it's harder than others to even think of something you're grateful for, but it could be something as simple as getting 4 instead of 3 hours of sleep at night, of having children that are still healthy, of being able to eat meals. I mean, it could be something as simple as that,
right,
that we're all grateful for something in our lives. And it just kind of helps set up the day on more of a positive note. So it's a free thing in the morning. And you can write it down. I put mine actually on my mirror in the bathroom.
Oh, do you? Uh-huh.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you carry that thought all through the day.
Yes. Just think about it once in a while. And if you forget, it's okay. But do it every morning to begin with.
I first heard of writing the gratitude three times a day back in like 1974, somewhere back there. And I have done it from time to time. I just, someone was just writing on the Facebook page about a 30-day journal. So you can set it up any way that you want. You can do it when you think about it, or you can do like a 30-day. And Carolyn May said if you want to change, you do a 40-day. 40 days and 40 nights bring about change.
Okay.
And it does impact your life, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It kind of changes your attitude for the whole day. It's kind of a mindset. So if you get up groggy or tired or grumpy, just making your mind turn into something positive will actually definitely affect your whole day.
It's almost like setting your affirmations for the day, isn't it?
Yes, very much, very similar, yes.
Now, you have the class coming up. You do students, so they can contact you if they want more information on the TRE. Or now, do you teach yoga?
You know, I used to teach in Madison. I used to teach at all the Curves, but I have not taught in a while. But yoga is integrated into the TRE. So some of the exercises we do are kind of yoga-based. But
okay.
I do not teach yoga currently right now anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, they have your information. We're just about out of time here. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And I would like to invite you to come back sometime.
I would love to, Roy. It's been absolutely wonderful. And I have a question for you. Is it, can they get a hold of you if they can't find me somehow?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to my website, which is roysolberg.com, and they can also go to the blog, which is Let's Talk Archetypes, blogspot.blogspot.com, or roysolberg@gmail. One of those will find me. So
super.
Thank you again.
Super.
It's been lovely, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Roy. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it, different ways to relieve stress, which I think would help us in so many different ways, not only personally, but family-wise, community-wise, country-wise. We need to start taking action. And in that action, we need to start calming our system down so that as a collective, we can calm other things down. So if you have any questions, again, check in with me on, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Let's Talk Archetypes. You can go to the blog, which is Let's Talk Archetypes, LTA now is the address, .blogspot.com. Have a great week, and next week I promise we will get to the hero's journey.